Cecile Richards, a prominent advocate for women's rights and other progressive causes, has died. Richards was best known for her work leading Planned Parenthood through a particularly challenging time. She died this morning at the age of 67 from brain cancer, and her family said in a statement that she was surrounded by family and her ever-loyal dog, Ollie. NPR's Sarah McCammon has this remembrance.
During more than a decade at the helm of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards was often called upon to defend the reproductive health organization against attacks from political opponents, including threats to defund it.
All women in this country deserve to have the same opportunities as members of Congress and their families for high quality and timely health care.
That's Richards during a hearing before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform in 2015. Richards was born in Texas in 1957, the daughter of Ann Richards, who would later become a Texas governor famous for her quick wit. Cecile Richards drew on that legacy during that often tense hearing.
Ms. Richards, this is my 27th year in Congress. I can assure you I've seen many male witnesses treated much tougher than you've been treated here today.
That's Republican former Congressman Jimmy Duncan of Tennessee questioning Richards.
But surely you don't expect us to be easier on you because you're a woman.
Absolutely not. That's not how my mama raised me.
Right.
Richards and her movement would face mounting challenges in the years that followed, including the election of Donald Trump, who ran for president in 2016 on a promise to overturn the landmark abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade. At the Women's March in Washington the day after Trump's inauguration in 2017, Richards addressed thousands of marchers and promised to fight his policies.
And today we're here to deliver a message. We're not going to take this lying down. And we will not go back.
The next year, Richards announced she was leaving Planned Parenthood. In the years to come, the Trump administration would take steps designed to reduce access to abortion, including cutting off funds for groups that make abortion referrals, like Planned Parenthood, through an overhaul of the Title X Family Planning Program. Over the course of his first term, Trump named three conservative justices to the Supreme Court, who, in June of 2022, would ultimately vote to overturn decades of abortion rights precedent. Despite those setbacks and a diagnosis of brain cancer, Richards embodied an indefatigable determination, says former Texas State Senator Wendy Davis.
Her belief is you can't give up before you even start, right? And that it's always worth a fight.
Davis worked closely with Richards during a high-profile battle to defeat an anti-abortion bill in Texas in 2013. She says Richards still inspires her to keep fighting.
You know, you want to give in to the weariness and you want to give in to just giving up. And when I'm tempted to feel that way, I think about Cecile. And I know a lot of people do.
In a post on Instagram in January 2024, months after her diagnosis, Richards described going through a whirlwind of treatments, time with family, and focusing on what was most important, including her continued activism. After all, Richards wrote, as my mother used to say, why should your life be just about you? As her health continued to decline, Richards addressed the 2024 Democratic National Convention. She spoke of the joy of recently becoming a grandmother and the challenges many women have faced since the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
One day, our children and grandchildren may ask us, when it was all on the line, what did you do? And the only acceptable answer is, everything we could.
In November 2024, President Joe Biden honored Cecile Richards with the Presidential Medal of Freedom during a private ceremony at the White House. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.